The geometry of the place was all wrong. One could not be sure that the sea and ground were horizontal. You're listening to Cthulhu and Friends, starring Stacy, Mike, Fred, and Steph. I am your game master, Veronica. Hey everyone, welcome back to another exciting episode of Cthulhu and Friends. I am your game master, Veronica.
And I'm Stacy, and I'll be playing Bellamy.
Hi, I'm Mike Lane, and I'm playing Todd B.
And I'm Steph, and I'm playing Clara.
And my name is Fred, and I'll be playing Edward.
Hey, Mike. I know that you're fine, but can you tell us what happened in the last episode?
Last time, on Cthulhu and Friends, the odd bird leaps onto Todd and begins speaking through him. The bird tells the group that her name is Lily, and that Clem is her master. Todd recovers from Lily being inside of his mind, but he's unable to speak normally. After Bellamy joins the group at the police station, she helps Todd snap out of it. The crew then decides to start working on the missing persons case. After arriving at the Becker farm, the crew is escorted to the missing girl's bedroom, and they begin searching for clues. Clara talks with the missing girl's younger sister, who reports that her older sister is very mean and hurts people. And that's where we left off in the last episode. Hey, Edward. Hey, why don't you take Diane aside and just give her some information, the police station number. She probably already has it, but just take her out of the room and talk to her. I'm going to see if I can find anything in here.
Yeah, I got it, Todd. Miss Becker, can you show me the last place that Carol would have been? You said she was going to feed the pigs, is that correct? Can you show me that area?
So she puts on some rain boots and walks you over to the pigsty.
As soon as she's cleared the room, I would like to do evidence collection on the room.
I will also do that.
I will put 1 point into it. So, 6!
Under her bed, you see a small notebook. And I don't mean like the same size notebook as her journals that contain her poetry, but like one of those small 2-inch by 3-inch little notepads. And in it are the names of lots of kids, and some of them are scratched out. And one of them in particular comes up again and again, and then it's scratched out. This person's name is Zachary Rich.
Interesting.
Did you find something?
Yeah. Bellamy, what do you make of this? This kid's name, well, I presume it's a kid. This kid's name comes up several times. It's scratched out. A little creepy, don't you think?
Ooh, can we cross-reference with the yearbook?
That's a good idea.
I'm going to pick up the yearbook and go to the index.
If you want to use a psychoanalyze, I'd like you to do that, just so you can think back on your work history and see if anything kind of rings any bells for you.
I got a 4.
You remember there being some kind of like book that bullies would keep, and it was like a book where they would pinpoint the people that they were going to pick on or terrorize, and they would cross out their names when they had done the deed or whatever it was. And usually someone that's in that book over and over again is someone that has been terrorized by this person.
As I'm going through the index, I will stop and cock my head to the side. You know, Todd, it's possible this book is kind of how she keeps track of who she bullies. I mean...
Wow, really?
Yeah, some kids like to...
I mean, I've seen it firsthand, but I don't know the other side of it.
This kid, and I will flip through a couple of the pages while it's still in Todd's hand, this kid is in here a lot. I think that we need to consider the possibility of...
revenge?
I mean... yeah.
You find Zachary's picture in the yearbook. He looks like a normal kid, but he's 2 years younger than Carol.
Can we match up a couple of the other names?
Yeah, there are two other names, Henry Bells and Colleen Blevins.
And what age range are they in? Are they younger than her as well?
Also younger than her. You can pick out that this group hangs out together, Zachary, Colleen, and Henry. They're in the yearbook club.
Hmm. Okay. Well, maybe we should visit them next. At least, probably Zachary. I think we're going to have to handle this with a lot of care.
Yeah, but while Diane's out of the house, we should probably check out everything else that we can. We might not get another chance.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let me know where you go. There are three rooms upstairs. Downstairs, there's a living room, kitchen, bathroom, closet, dining room.
I would like to check out the bathrooms.
Okay.
Are there multiple or just one?
There's one upstairs and one downstairs.
Okay, I'll start with the upstairs bathroom.
Anything in particular you're looking for?
Well, I'm figuring if there was any foul play, there would be evidence of such, because, you know, generally people have to wash the blood off their hands, so to speak.
You don't really find any traces of blood other than, like, some sanitary napkins that are in the trash can.
Okay, I will also check the downstairs bathroom for the same thing.
It's not like a sparkling, clean, beautiful bathroom, but it's also not dirty or anything. You don't really find any evidence of strange bodily fluids.
Okay, I will then move on to the kitchen.
In the kitchen, you see things as normal, and you walk by Clara as she's talking to the young Becker, who says that her sister was mean.
Oh, sorry to interrupt. I was just doing a cursory glance around the house. Sorry.
Yeah, no, it's fine. We're just
I don't talking. Write in cursive yet.
Huh. It's kind of pun Todd what? Would like. Anyway, Todd, can I help you out?
No. We're just running through. Just making sure nothing was out of place, you know, that sort of thing.
Okay.
If you see anything or notice anything, let us know.
Will do. I will look around the living room while he's headed to the kitchen.
Edward. Miss Becker takes you over to the pig stall.
I start to take a look around, and I'm looking for maybe footprints that lead away from the feeding area.
Yeah, there are footprints all over. It's a working farm, and it's been 2 days, so...
Is there a bucket that might contain food for these pigs anywhere around?
There is. It's hanging on the post.
Is it empty?
It is.
And I look into the pen. Does it look like the pigs have been fed or their trough is full or anything along those lines?
Yeah, it looks like they've been fed. There are just three pigs in there.
Take a quick scan. Is there anything that stands out to me as I survey the area?
There seems to be a lot of wild plant life around, but that's really it. This area doesn't seem like it's as well kept as the rest of St. Paxton.
So, Miss Becker, where's Mr. Becker?
Mr. Becker passed away.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear about that. So this is the family business, the family farm, I take it?
Yes, this was his parents' farm.
And what do you grow here?
Well, we just have two plots and we grow just about everything and take it to the local farmer's market. It's not a lot. I also work at the restaurants.
Oh, anything specific I might know of?
Well, I really love to work at the Divine Bovine. I usually work weekends there, and then I am usually at Mermaid Coffee in the mornings. So, during the week.
Oh, so you know Leo?
Oh, I love Leo.
Mm-hmm. He's great. He's great.
He's wonderful. He's an excellent boss.
So, ma'am, if you could just kind of walk me through the events again. You said that your daughter came home. You asked her to feed the pigs. Mm-hmm. There was a little bit of a altercation between you two, and then she left to go feed the pigs. Is that correct?
That's right.
Seems kind of a strange situation for somebody to run away from home. Is there something more that could have happened earlier?
No, that's why I thought it was strange that she was gone. I don't know. I thought she just went on a walk, really, and then she didn't come home. And so I thought, wow, I must have really yelled extra loud or been more mean than I meant to be, you know? You don't really pay attention to those things when you don't think it's that important.
Is there anything else you could think of that we may need to know?
She gets in trouble at school sometimes, but she has a temper, that's for sure. Especially since her dad died. I don't know.
What do you mean by trouble?
Well, she likes to take out her anger on others, and we've been working on it, but she has been kicked off of the cheer squad before and had to earn her spot back on. And she's been expelled a few times for taking a cheap shot at someone.
I write that all down on my notepad. Okay. So, which school does she go to?
She's at St. Paxton High.
Got it. And is there anybody specific we could speak to that might have more information that could help with this investigation?
I'm sorry to say, I don't know of anyone. I hope that your investigative abilities are better than mine.
Well, ma'am, I think I've gotten everything I need, so let's go rejoin the rest of my team.
Okay. Well, if it's not too much trouble, I actually need to head over to the Divine Bovine now. I have a shift, and I've got to take both of the kids over to the sitter, so I really need to head out. Is there anything else you need from me?
Not at the moment, ma'am, but just make sure you stay in town, and we'll stay in touch.
Of course, I wouldn't dream of leaving St. Paxton. And she walks back to the house. Okay, kids, it's time to get ready. Let's go get your boots on. And you see that before anyone else leaves the house, they put on their rain boots to walk out of the house. And they walk up the road. The mother turns around and waves at you. Just lock the door when you leave.
So she entrusts us with the house, it looks like.
Yeah. She thinks you're police officers and probably fine.
Did you guys catch that?
What? Sorry,
catch what?
Everybody put on their rain boots. But yet, there's a pair left.
So...
Ah, good eye, Edward.
Huh. So Carol left.
She either left without her boots or she's still here.
Whoa. Still here in the house?
Rule number one.
Maybe not.
Rule number one of abductions. It's always somebody they know. So it's possible that she might still be here.
Well, I looked around, you know, the bathrooms, things like that, for any, you know, blood or anything out of place. I didn't see anything, so maybe she got drug out of the house? Maybe we should search the farm, too.
While they're talking, can I go look at the laundry room?
Yes, you can.
I'm just going to go in there and look in the machines and look at any clothing that's in there for signs of something off. I'm going to go ahead and use the sense trouble in the laundry room as I just look through items.
You don't feel particularly troubled or like there's any reason to be on guard. Bellamy, as you leave the laundry room, you pass by the washing machine and this scent of like just stank kind of wafts out. It almost smells like bathroom stuff.
Oh. Oh, what? Oh, gosh. Oh. I'm gonna get closer so I can trace it to the plumbing. Guys?
Yeah? Did you find something?
What?
There is something dead. There's something wrong with the plumbing. The water is disgusting back here.
You all smell it. It doesn't smell like something dead. It smells like poop.
Oh, that smells awful. But where is that coming from?
I think it's this line back here.
Can we move the washing machine out of the way?
You certainly can.
All right. Hey, Edward, help me out with this.
Yeah.
And we will pull the washing machine back.
As you disconnect the line, it smells really stinky. But it just smells like sewage.
Is that in the water?
Well, it's probably like a sewage line.
Into the washer, though?
Is there a sink in the laundry room?
Yes, there is.
I will turn on the faucet.
You do so. And are you just letting the water run?
Does it start running clear?
Yeah, it's running clear.
I'll let it run for a few seconds and see if anything happens.
The smell dissipates.
Huh. I'll turn off the faucet.
I will stomp my feet on the floor. Is there a subfloor or is it like cement slab foundation underneath?
There is a subfloor, so there's likely a crawl space underneath the house.
I'm gonna draw straws or something.
How are we gonna get down there?
I don't know. Generally, the entrance is in like the master bedroom or like a pantry.
And what? There's like a panel on the ground to get underneath the house?
Yeah. Haven't you looked at houses before?
Not really.
My
house
didn't have that. I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah, we need to check it out. Let's look around for the panel.
You guys look through all of the areas that you could think of or that Todd could think of, and you don't find a panel in the house.
I walk the exterior. Is there like a entryway underneath a stairway that leads up into the house or anything like that?
As you walk out, you see the little dog kind of coming toward you, and she is muddy as heck and runs towards you, very excited to see you. And at that moment, you remember, oh yeah, there were all these birds. You look up and there are birds all over the trees here. They're not like eyeing you, but they're all over.
I start to walk back towards the house, the front entrance.
I'm eyeing the birds.
Bellamy, when you come outside, you notice that you've already become accustomed to the sort of musty smells of the farm.
You guys were not kidding with these birds.
Yeah. That makes me really nervous.
Let's not make any sudden movements to excite anything.
Yeah. Good idea.
So was I unable to find a way under the house?
You do find a way under the house. There is a very small, like a little section of this underpinning, and it looks like it's meant to open, like swing open, but it's kind of like a window of sorts. So not really a window, but just kind of like a screen, because there does need to be some ventilation under there.
Didn't you have a flashlight, Edward?
I do. I will crawl under the house inside the ventilation screen.
After several minutes have passed and my friends have not rejoined me, I will leave the house.
Edward, can you roll me a 6-sided die, please?
4.
As you get on your belly to crawl under the house, you know that you're going to be kind of army crawling under there the whole time. And you get this feeling in the pit of your stomach that something isn't right here. There's a lot of plant life underneath the house. More vegetation than you would think would actually be under a house, because there's no light under there. So where is it getting the nutrients that it needs to grow? Do you proceed?
Yeah, I'll pull out my gun, keep it in one hand, and then my flashlight in the other while I army crawl and proceed.
With one hand holding your flashlight and the other holding the gun, you crawl about 6 to 8 feet underneath the house. The rest of you see Edward's feet disappear into the tiny crawl space.
Oh, so you guys found an entrance, huh? Of sorts.
Yeah, and birds. Lots of birds.
Edward just crawled in there.
Edward, you feel a root underneath one of your arms. And you kind of like press up against it. But it doesn't feel like a root. There's some give to it.
Like it gives into the ground as I put weight on it, or like the actual root that I believe is like hardwood gives because it's a softer material?
Both.
I shine my light on it and try to get a better look at what it is that I am putting my arm on.
You shine your light and you see 4 fingers. As they are gripping into the ground, but they are covered in some sort of vegetation.
When you say gripping, it isn't in motion, just it is in a gripping kind of
It just kind of
fist.
Like stuck solid. Yeah.
I try to get a better look of my surroundings and see where the arm connects to.
You shine your light up the arm, following the natural line of a human body, until you see a shoulder, and then you see a chin and a mouth. That mouth has a lot of vegetation just pouring out of it, and you see Carol Becker's eyes, completely grayed over, but open. Roll sanity.
13.
You grip onto the gun and you remember not too hard, and you kind of relax your hand a little bit, but you are wholly and completely shaken. You take 1 point of stability loss.
How's it going down there, Edward?
So as Todd's voice kind of wakes me up from my initial shock of what I've seen, I start to register Carol, her body, the vegetation, and everything that I've seen, and I immediately start to shuffle back, and I'm like, fuck, guys, get me out of here. Holy fuck. And I just start scrambling farther and farther back as I try to scoot myself out of underneath this house.
As you do that, you're like just really pushing yourself as fast as you can, and your shirt comes untucked, and your stomach becomes scratched from all of the debris and everything that's on there. You are able to get out. As soon as you guys see his legs come out, if you want to, you are able to grab him and pull him out.
Okay, yes. Yeah, I would definitely pull him out.
Oh hey, my god.
What's wrong?
Fuck.
Okay?
Fuck.
You all notice a gun in his hand.
Whoa.
Oh, holy shit, Edward.
Oh.
Did you find that down there?
No, it's my gun, but... she's...
Wait, what?
She's... down there. Carol.
Oh, shit. Is she dead?
I don't know what I saw, but her body's down there, and there's just vegetation. There's like growth everywhere. Like, she's been there for days, months. I don't know what I saw, but that's her.
How are we supposed to deal with this?
Oh my god.
Is it murder? Or does it look like she did it to herself? Or
how would she have vegetation growing on her? There's not enough time. No, we would have smelt it before we saw that.
Well, there was the smell in the laundry room. Did it smell under there, Edward?
With a twitching arm, I extend the flashlight towards Todd, looking at him peckingly.
What?
You're the science. You're the science officer. It makes total sense that you would take that flashlight and at least peek your head in there and see what he's talking about.
Oh,
and then
yeah. Oh, no. I've got to see this.
Tell us things.
Here, let me see. I have some things. I can collect some samples, and we can definitely process it. Send it off. I mean, it's going to tell us more than we know right now, which is absolutely nothing.
we should probably...
Be careful, though. I mean, Edward, are you okay? Look like you got kind of scratched up on your way out.
I'm currently hugging myself. My arms are kind of wrapped over my chest and stomach, and I'm kind of just staring at the ground, and I don't respond.
Hey, Claire, why don't you take him into the house and, you know, help him get cleaned up or something?
Do we really want to go back inside the house? Maybe we get the samples and we go back to City Hall. Actually, why don't you two go back to City Hall, I guess, and I will just wait here with Todd until he can get what he needs, and then we will all meet back up over there, and we will tell her we found nothing, and we won't say anything until we know more.
I have a bad feeling about this. I mean, if... The daughter, Becky, she had a bruise on her arm. She said that Carol hurt her, that she hurt everyone. Like, I just feel like, what if... I mean, if we're detectives, what if the mom's a suspect? And
Well, okay, yeah. I mean,
I don't listen, feel safe.
I don't... A child has died, okay? We're definitely going to get to the bottom of this. I'm just going to go through those samples, and then we can figure it out from there.
Yeah, but Clara's right. We can't leave two other children in her care if she's a suspect.
That's true.
Hello! Hi, guys!
You guys see Nighthawk, Umbrella in tow, kind of jogging over.
It's really muddy here!
Yeah, Nighthawk, just, stay there. We'll come to you.
Okay. I brought Todd. That album.
Album?
Album?
Ooh, she's in a band and I said I would buy one. I have to get some cash to her, but Todd, you get the samples. Let's just lead Edward back over that way and we can just watch Todd. I don't know what to do.
I don't know. I don't want to split us up.
You guys okay?
Yeah, we're just doing some detective work.
Cool.
Yep. We'll be right with you.
Okay.
Okay, Todd. Right,
well, I'm not going to do anything from out here, so time to get the hands dirty. And I will take the flashlight and I will go under the house.
You get under there, and how far are you crawling in?
I will stick my head in, and then with like the flashlight, just give it a quick glance around to see where this might be at exactly, because I'm not really sure where Edward went.
You can definitely see where he went, because there's a real clear path in the vegetation. So if I'm going to describe it to you, it looks like it's really thick and dense, kind of like a clover, sort of. So it looks like a huge clover field almost that's underneath there. But it does have splotches of green, but there's red and purple all over it as well, especially around the rim of each of the leaves.
I will collect some of the leaves right at the entrance as well.
As you pick up the leaves from the vegetation and you put it into either a bag or a tube, you notice that there are little suckers on the leaves. So it seems like it's some sort of crawling or vining plant. So even though it's under the house right now, it's probably not from the house, or it's probably not here. It's probably getting its sunlight or something, if you're really deducing from somewhere else. So it has spread to this location and it is crawling and attaching itself to whatever. But it does seem to be a very vigorous grower to you. You take your samples. Do you look for the body?
Yes, I will crawl along the path towards the body.
Roll sanity as you see Carol Becker very clearly, very identifiably from her photos, covered in the vegetation under the house.
65.
What's your total sanity?
75.
As you look at Carol's face, something bright purple flashes in front of your eyes, and you blink really quickly because it totally catches you off guard. It's the same mark that's on Clara's face.
I will roll evidence collection to gather anything that I find odd on the body, along with like a tissue sample, okay. Of course. I rolled a 2 on evidence collection.
You take the tissue sample, and you notice that the tissue is gray and stiff. There is very noticeably no blood in this body.
I would also like to take some of the plants from around the body, particularly the mouth.
Okay. You pull it out, you push it into a plastic bag that's for evidence. You're able to take a hair sample.
All right, and with that, I will very cautiously back up. I will shout back to Clara or Bellamy that I'm coming out.
I'll help pull him out as soon as he's close to the edge.
You feel like you're in there for a lot longer than you really are. And you take one last look at the body. And now that you have all of the evidence that you want, you're able to look at it not as a scientist, but as another human being. Only the only difference between the two of you is that you're living and she's dead. You take 1 point of stability loss.
You okay?
Wow.
Did you see
that? That was kind of rough. Yeah, that's something weird. I don't want to freak you out anymore, but I took a few samples and it appears that there was no blood in the body and the flesh was very stiff.
What?
I mean, I don't deal with bodies, but I don't think that's what's supposed to happen.
And that's where we're going to call it.
Damn. I'm so excited to start the next episode. I will see you later.
This episode was produced and edited by Hiroshi, and the opening and closing theme was created by Rob Anderson. Find them on Twitter at MaybeHiroshi and at PotentiallyRob. You can find the rest of the crew on Twitter as well. V is at Typical Veronica, Mike is at One Gaming Lane, Fred is at I Think I'm Fred, Steph is at Starlit Firefly, and you can find me at Definitely Stacy. As always, you can follow the show as CAF Podcast and find a permanent link to the Discord in our bio. Want to take a look at the clues, information, or photos the cast stumbled upon during the recording? Head on over to our website at www.cafpodcast.com and click on the link labeled The Show at the top of the screen. If you want to help support the show, please share us with your friends on your preferred social media and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. You can also back us on Patreon by going to www.patreon.com/cafpodcast. If you enjoy this podcast, you should check out some of the other Geeklink shows, such as Random Encounters, Sayer, or You're a Wizard, Harry.
Hey everyone, it's Steph. I just wanted to say a very special thank you to our wonderful Patreons, and I have brought with me today Moonflower. Oh, thank you so much. We love our Patreons very much. I rolled a gather information and discovered a few of their names. Ben Gray, KW, and Emma Catherine. Thank you very much for your support.